Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Well, good morning, good day, good afternoon, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. This is Voice for Veterans. And, of course, we're broadcasting right now over the new network, and that is ontheairtoday.com. I want you to write that down, text it to yourself, email it, Facebook it, whatever it is. It's ontheairtoday.com. It is a new network that's picked up WVET, Vibes Radio, and all of our other affiliate stations, which are now looking forward to the world future of radio everywhere. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know I am a proverbial radio advocate. And I know with today's market, the new word for radio is podcast. So we are also a podcast network. We make sure that your podcasts get heard, seen, looked at, talked about. And guess what? It's all to support our veterans. And especially in the Western Hemisphere, we forget sometimes that the Western Hemisphere just isn't the United States. We got South America, we got the Caribbean, we got Canada, and we got the rest of those countries in the Western Hemisphere. So in the Western Hemisphere, we want to say grateful, as we are, to all of those people who stood up for all of our countries, stand with our veterans in America. Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, and now Space Force. I have no idea what they're doing out there, but it must be a bunch of satellites up there we're taking care of. This week is one of the crucial weeks in time, and I know a lot of people are not paying attention to it because it's been a few years. But on Sunday is September 11th. 9/11. Never forget it. There's still a sign in the New York airport that says 9/11, never to be forgotten. We won't ever forget it. I just happened to be one of those people that got involved at 9/11 around that same week. And I'm going to do my story this morning, but right now I want to tell everybody that yesterday I spent some time over at our VA office here in St. Petersburg, and I am impressed with some of the new things happening. I want to give a shout out to all of those people who work, of course, at the VA administration centers. I know we talk about our great people at Baytimes and all the other hospitals and contingency centers, but very seldom do we ever mention those people, those veterans who sit behind the little glass windows and make sure we get directed to the right place. I know a lot of people are still looking at the internet, and they find a lot of their information out on the internet. So if you're using the internet to research veteran stuff, start right here with us on the air today. Look up WVETOnlineRadio.com. And the new word is taking over, and we are a full supporter of it, the Veteran Nation. New, where we've had VFWs, American Legions, AMVETs. I want to say, though, and people forget about them, Salvation Army. These are all veteran service organizations. There's a new one on the block that is going to take over from where we know the good work has been done with all of our friends at Wounded Warriors. The latest is Wounded Warriors. It's made leaps and bounds in the last 10 years. Everywhere they do major events, they really do take care of our Wounded Warriors. I have personal understanding, and I was at an event where we took a young soldier who had come out, lost the use of his legs, and he was an avid hunter. He went out hiking all the time. Well, it got to be cumbersome, but this young man got hold of the Wounded Warriors group at a local VFW right here, American Legion, and they got together and made him a tractor, what I call it, a tractor wheel, wheelchair. It could stand him up, it could roll over rocks and went up and down the hills. So no matter what you hear, I can stand behind Wounded Warriors. I've seen what they do. and we want to thank them. But now, in order to cover what the future has already brought to us, it's now Veteran Nation. So if you're talking about Anthem with Kevin Humes, you're talking about a VFW and post this, post that, start with the Veteran Nation, because we include all of the women. And you got to remember, some of those old organizations didn't even have a place for women. Now, in this time, day and time, we have a lot of veteran women who are carrying the ball. The men don't have to carry it all. We have women doing it. So the Veteran Nation starts with the women veterans who are picking up the ball, just like they did when it was Salvation Army and Red Cross taking up the ball for the men who were injured. Now, the Veteran Nation includes everybody. So I want you to stay tuned for a lot more information. We call it the Veteran Nation. This also, a special shout goes out to our friends, of course, at 96.7 FM. Joe Bardot and his team, they continue to support this program, and Veteran Nation now salutes them. We also include Boss Radio, and those are our friends down there in Miami. And they're conservative, and they believe in what they believe in, and they push everything to support veterans. He's got a huge gala coming up. We'll be talking more about that when it comes to Veteran Nation information. We're doing it. Now, the summer edition of the GI Jobs magazine I picked up yesterday while I was over at the the American Legion first, and then we went to the VA office administrative center, and I was looking at all the friendly employers. And now that we're running into, and this is Florida, naturally we're here, we're running into the snowbird season, we run into those travelers who didn't go back home last year, and they're inviting more of their friends to come stay. We want you to know that there are plenty of jobs in the state of Florida, and we're looking to put veterans in those jobs. We do support all the young people coming up who need jobs. We do support those older people who've been out here working and are still under the mandate of the work ethic. So they still want to work. There are plenty of jobs. And I wanted everybody to know that we'll be talking more about 9/11. And, of course, jobs in the state of Florida. Jobs for veterans nationally. There's several job between now and the end of the year, the naturally first of next year. They have some more coming up, but they advocate one thing: if you're a veteran, please apply for one of the good jobs. We will get in there, support. We will help you make sure that your resume fits the ballpark. We will help make sure that what you do shows up as an advantage for you being that person to hire for this new job. And we want to tell everybody, there's plenty of work in Florida. I don't know whether you're in the construction business or you're not in the construction business, but if you are, come on down. There's plenty of work. And of course, if you're in the tree business, come on down. There's plenty to do. And we want you to be a part of it. Jobs in Florida. Guess what? We're getting closer and closer to 9/11. Most of us can't even tell you where we were on 9/11 when you got the news that somebody bombed the Twin Towers in New York. History shows that this was the second time that they tried to tear down the Twin Towers. The first time the bomb didn't work. This time the airplanes did. But we're standing for all of those who died in that terrible day. We had the first World War II, the day that lives with infamy. This day is the same. Where were you on 9/11? Where were you? And we won't forget. I know where I was. I was in Miami, Florida. And I was moving from one apartment to another apartment, and I didn't even have my TV hooked up. And when I went past a store window and saw what was happening, I had to get back to the old apartment, sit down, and gather myself, because I knew then that this ship didn't sail. And the reason I say that is because George Bush was down here in Florida at his school. So we got a lot of information. A lot of stuff happened all within a few days. And a part of the reason I'm still doing what I do is because it happened for me. As I ended up at a recording studio looking for a place to record something, and guess what? A recording studio right on a small road right down in Miami. And guess what? What was important was when I walked into the studio, these people were recording a song that was very familiar. As I listened to it, the only thing I could tell those young people in that studio, that I was a radio host, I was working with a couple of record companies, and that I thought that this song was a smash. The song ended up being what they called Pray for Love. Pray for Love was a reason for the Caribbean people to stand up behind one song. I was on an airplane. They played it on Air Jamaica. We got a chance to perform on the airplane. We ended up in New York City. I got an introduction to the Prime Minister, P.J. Patterson, and they stuck a pin on me and said I was an honorary Jamaican. For this day, I always honor who stood on that day and stood for America. But I still will always salute. And I have a picture. George Bush, Colin Powell, Giuliani, all standing together for America. And no matter what we think, 9/11 happened. It's something that's gone down in history. And we want to honor 9/11 every year. This year, we're going to say a little bit more about where to go to stand for 9/11. If you happen to be in a city and they have in some kind of event, support them. Carry a flag, carry a yellow rose, but go and stand for the war that took 20 years to get out of. Win, lose, or draw, America stood up. And we're one of those who say, stand up for America. Stand up for all you know. And when I say up, I mean UPPP, Universal Positive Principle Philosophy. And we'll be talking more about that with Veterans Nation as we move forward. And I do want to give a special shout out to our veteran, Mars Roberts. Get in where you fit in. That is one of the songs he wrote and has been adopted by the American groups who stand for veterans, and they've added this as the theme song for Veteran Nation. Get in where you fit in. We support vets too. All for me, but all for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More on 9/11 and more on jobs.
To all the people of New York City and the families around the world who suffer at the hands of terrorism, we dedicate this song to you.
Welcome to the free world. Our great leaders are here to stay, protecting our rights and liberties. Together, we will stand strong, one nation under God, in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We must give thanks.
Big Apple's what they call her. My favorite spot all over the world. And I cannot believe they attack my place. But our prayers and thoughts are with you. We grieve with you, we feel your pain. But I know NYC will never fade away. How could they think of attacking New York City? It's crazy. Love, committing acts of evil, taking life like it's a toy, burning innocent people, to them it's so much joy,
so much joy.
Terrorize any place.
crime being done.
How can you think of attacking New York City? It's crazy, but it's true. How can they think of destroying New York City? The best that we can do, the best that we can do is pray for love.
Pray for love. What does pray for love really mean? It's a spiritual saying that no matter what, love answers all. So we're going to pray for love. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Voice for Veterans. Voice for Veterans. And that's WVET, onlineradio.com, and the new network, On the Air Today, ontheairtoday.com. But a special tribute goes out to all of our friends and partners over there at Vibes Radio 1, Dr. Alva Ferron, and of course his wife Natalie, and all the kids, and Jamal, and especially my boy up there in Atlanta. I know Al Bain's doing all right. We got our word out for you, buddy. Stay strong. And of course, Hakeem will create some of the best in underground internet radio, whether you call it a podcast or a new way of doing it. It's all radio. And we communicate on the airways and now through the internet. Voice for Veterans, 96.7 FM right here in the St. Petersburg area. We want to thank them for their continued support for our veterans. And we want to especially give a shout out to the center at St. Pete Beach. It's wellness. I know that when I grew up, my mother taught us about wellness. And now we got caught up in all of this other way of fast living, and we have forgotten about wellness. It's all about staying well the best you can. Eating right. Okay? Eat correctly. Don't forget to exercise. Please, veterans, if you have a place to walk, get out and walk. If you're down here in Florida with us, let's meet at the beaches. Swimming still is the best exercise, no matter what you say. Swimming is the best exercise. It exercises not only your lungs, but your limbs. So please, exercise, keep yourself healthy. And wellness includes mental wealth. We have to give a tribute out to all of those who have stood for the real things that matter. And I always remember that two of the things we do, domestic violence, we need to support. suicide prevention is one of the things that all of us in the veteran world fight about all the time, because we know that for some reason we're having a high concentration of veterans committing suicide. We want to stop that. We want more help in that area. We want you to look for reasons to help out. We want everybody to stand back and say, what can I do to help keep the mental wellness in place? If you want to know, that's my boys at St. Pete. When they go down to the beach and they hang out, stop at the center, do everything you can, and breathe. Fresh air is the answer. Great music is a better answer. And the best is our thing that we love the most. Sunshine, and that's Sunshine Radio 96.7. And I am going to let everybody know I am on two times a week. Thursdays, 12:30, right on midday. You can tune in to Voice for Veterans. We make sure that we give you information that's about everything, everywhere, all the time that we can provide in this market. I'm going to be headed to Tampa in the next couple of days, and I'm going to go see some of these politicians running, and I'm going to tell them that if you're not supporting vets, we're going to let the vets know. If you are supporting vets, we're going to make sure that they know. And we're going to stick a sign on your door that says, we support vets too. You heard it first. We support vets too. This is all for me and all for you. Don't worry about it. It's over and out when you go, but it's all in when it's nothing but things to do. And in the state of Florida, got to remember, we're the winter paradise. Where we think we got a lot of people in the summertime, more show up starting right now. Labor Day is over. The travel is extensive. Come enjoy Florida, but make sure that when you do, that you're looking to support our veterans. When you talk about jobs, and I have to go back to that, we're going to be talking about 9/11 a little bit more. When you talk about jobs, what does that mean? When we grew up, they told us if you're going to be an entrepreneur, that a job means just over broke. I don't think it's changed much. They've added some new things to jobs that I didn't have, but you really are just over broke. But if you maintain good money management and you take care of your family and you take care of your health, you will find that just over broke still will get you all the way to the end of the playing field. What is VIA? What can it help? Simply the process for you to regain self-sufficiency. Veteran Integration Assistance. Veteran Integration Assistance. Employment and support services for disabled veterans as well. Displaced veterans. Veterans who are just coming out and need a guidance for way to go. I can tell you that no matter what, the work ethic stands for what we do in this America. All of us who came here, whether you were slave or free, whether you were indentured servant or a baron, we all had to work. And what made us great was the competition and the willingness to work no matter what. So, yes, there are some questions, but we know what the answer is. Work hard and work smart, and you'll get what you're looking for. Now, before I go into any more of my Veterans Integration Assistance Program, I want to remind everybody that we always let you know that if you get in a situation and you need help, please, Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. It's your call. Confidential help for veterans and their families. That's the Veterans Crisis Line. Do not ignore these people. They have a lot more help than you would think, because they have gone all the way out and made more things available for veterans in crisis. And they especially reach out for those. If you're not a veteran, and you're not really worried about what you're doing, but you're still worried about a little bit of your own life, the crisis line is good for you too. If you're thinking about suicide and you can't get anybody else, call the crisis line. Again, this is a special show honoring 9/11. And the song is Pray for Love. And we're going to be playing on all our network stations until 9/11 is through midnight. And all day on Sunday, we'll be playing over and over again all the versions of Pray for Love. This is our contribution to 9/11. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Keith, the boss of the beach, voice for vets. Over and out with a shout. See you on Thursday, midday, and Saturday morning with Sunshine Radio. And listen to our spots. We're going to cut one to make sure you know. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for all of those who have supported us, and especially those out here as veterans. Over and out with a shout.
Have you ever met someone that you were so in love with, and you want to fit in everything that they do? And I believe I met someone, lady, and that's why I want to fit with you. That's why I'm going to get in with you, babe. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I want to fit right there with you. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. You're such a sophisticated lady, with your dressing, smiling face, and positive professional attitude. That's what you carry with you. That's why I'm gonna fit with you and everything, everything that you try to do. Get in. Get
in.
Will you fit in, baby? Get in. I want to fit right there with you.
Get in. Where you fit in, baby?
I want to fit right there with you. Like meeting all your family members and your friends, attending a family reunion or two, going shopping, maybe taking in a movie or two, holding hands when you're walking in the park, watching the birds like most lovers do.
Get in.
Get in.
Where you fit in,
baby? I wanna fit right there with you.
Get in. Where you fit in, baby?
I wanna fit right there with you. Well, such a feeling being right here next to you. I like the way you hold me, baby. You know I like that special thing that you do. You make me scream out your name. I say, I'm gonna get in.
We'll
fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. I wanna fit with you, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. And I wanna do everything that you wanna do. I know you like going to fashion and sporting events. I'm gonna fit right there too. I know you like to go dancing, lady. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to do all the line dances that you do. If you wanna step with me right now, get in. I want you to get in. But will you fit in, baby? I want to step right there. Step right there. Be next to you.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7. Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.